barn wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country born, I'm a rocket motor. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA. I never was captain of a football team. And you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
Time for us to delve into a number of days, 365 of them, as a matter of fact, as we get into Michael Harrison's head. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, and as such, he is responsible for a large staff that overviews what's going on in this amazing world we call news talk radio and television, which actually goes further than just the radio and television, goes into lots of things that are in the so-called new media. So our job here, Michael's going to spend a good deal of time, most of the hour, in fact, as we find ourselves at the end of the year. We have the traditional Talkers year-end list, not the top 10, but the top 20 stories, top 20 topics. I always like this. The alliteration here is amazingly good, Michael. The top talk topic, the top 20 talk topics, and on it goes. So anyway, we have this to overview, and we'll talk a lot about the issues of the year. We'll talk about some of the personalities that are listed and profiled. If you go to Talkers.com, any day of the year, 24/7, website is up, focusing on the people who make this an interesting industry, the people who are hosts, some of the behind-the-scenes things that are going on, formats, radio stations that are involved in the news talk conversation world. It's all what Talkers does, and you can check it out every day at Talkers.com. All right, so I've given all of the information that's necessary for people to get the perspective as to why you are here, Michael, and perhaps we start with an overview of the research. How did you do this? That's always a question that people ask me and send emails. How does the...
Do they really?
Yeah, they really do. They want to know how you do this. What kind of... What goes on in that spaghetti that is in the office there?
It's not that hard to do. You just have to do it. It's out there for the public. I mean, it's on the radio. You listen to the radio, and you keep track of what people are talking about. Plus, you understand what they're going to talk about. When you know the industry as well as we do, and you have the connections we do, you find out very quickly not only what they're doing but how they think.
Mm-hmm.
And when a story breaks, we know right away, just from how many decades have we been doing this, which one of the stories in the news will be stories that are talked about as opposed to stories that come and go, which are just reported.
You know, I would take this opportunity, just a tip of the hat, because most of the industry, when you and I got started in this, and we both have about the same career longevity, there were a number of publications that focused on the business of radio. And I could enumerate them, not probably important, because most people won't remember them or know who they are or what they are anyway. But as things have progressed over the years, you're pretty much the last guy on the top of the hill. And a couple of different publications that you involved, but there are really very few anymore.
That saddens me. As a matter of fact, you know, that could be a badge of honor. I could be very proud of the fact that, you know, we're one of the few trade publications left in the radio industry. And between the two that I publish Talkers Magazine, which I guess, you know, is my baby. And I also publish a publication called Radio Info, which deals with music radios. Between the two, I mean, that's it. That's a major publication. There are a handful of others, and they're good. But when you and I were both younger, and it was we called the golden days, there were about five or six times as many publications serving the radio industry. And I could be, you know, ha-ha, we beat our competition.
Yes.
But it saddens me deeply because it's not that we're so good. We've worked very hard and we're pretty good at what we do. It's that the radio industry has kind of shrunk in terms of how many players are in it, how many people are in it, how many companies own pieces of it. And that saddens me. I cannot tell you how sad I am about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sad reality of where we are, though. And as things progress, we have that because of the reality that there are two or three big companies, maybe four, you could argue, that own a large percentage of the radio stations, and most of the markets are maybe five companies. I think it through the names of the companies that most people don't know. You know, they're not household names. Well, Clear Channel, I guess, is to a point.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, first of all, the people that are listening to your show are pretty tuned into radio as a business because you talk about it a lot. And I find that people are very interested. You know, here in 2013, about to be 2014, the knowledge that people have of the art forms or the entertainment that they consume is much greater than it was in the past. For example, if you listen to sports talk radio or watch sports talk television, the fans know what the budgets are. They know what the salaries of the players are. They know what's going on behind the scenes. They talk about the business of it as if it were as important or more important than, you know, the X's and the O's. And it's the same thing with everything. When you talk about movies, they talk about how much money the movie grossed at the box office that weekend. Do you remember when you were growing up how they presented movies? Seven Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Lighting, Best Acting.
Yeah.
Critics rave. You know, considered a best. You never knew how much money they made or what was going on behind the scenes.
There was a mystique to it, too.
Yeah, but it was much more focused on the product than it was on the business behind the product. But you have a situation, for example, we had one of the big stories this year was Limbaugh and Hannity negotiating with Clear Channel and Cumulus.
Yeah.
Everybody knew about it. It was in all the newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in a different era. People, you know, between social media and between the kind of reporting that we have and the heightened level of information that's available to the public, people know much more about what's going on behind the scenes in the entertainment world than they ever did in the past.
And that's not entirely bad. I mean, I don't care. I don't talk about what I make. I talk about what I lost.
Maybe a short conversation.
Yeah, right. The Sandra Fluke thing you were referring to. Oh, you're referring to Hannity and Limbaugh negotiating as to whether they're going to stay in Cumulus stations and go to the Clear Channel stations. But there also was a lot of discussion about what the comment that Limbaugh made about Sandra Fluke cost the radio stations and programs like mine. In terms of the advertisers, or not advertisers, but the people who are advocates for one point of view or another, going to agitate to the agencies to agitate, and it has changed the advertising business. And whether it is part of our product, we are in a free country, and people are free to express themselves one way or another. But it has it really has affected the business, and some people may not realize it or think they don't care. But ultimately, it'll affect the quality of the product that you can hear.
Oh yeah, there's no question. There's no question, and that's one of the reasons that I am sad about the state of the radio industry, is that the financial problems that the radio industry has incurred over the years has definitely, and I'm honest about it. I'm not a mindless booster of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an honest critic and supporter of it, and observer of it. The financial problems that the industry faces have indeed impeded the quality of the product.
Yes, and in fact, we hope to steer around that, but it does. It affects the quality of everything that we're doing. Meanwhile, the list that is part of the Talker's year-end review will present it for you in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here with us as we review what has happened in this fantastic world of News Talk Radio this past year.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. more satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Working sometimes on emotion, because I think some of these issues are issues of emotion. Here with a list of the top 20 for the year's end, talkers.com, is Michael Harrison.
All right, Doug. Here's the way they basically laid out, and there could have been hundreds of stories on this list if we went that deep. But these are the 20 most talked about stories of 2013 on news talk radio stations such as the ones that we're being listened to on now. At number 20, we have the Supreme Court of the United States gay marriage ruling. At number 19, Pope Francis replaces Benedict. At number 18, the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. At number 17, the North Korea nuke threat. At number 16, we have Egyptian violence and instability. At number 15, Afghanistan security withdrawal. At number 14, the trial of George Zimmerman. At number 13, the ongoing battle about immigration reform. At number 12, the DOJ journalist investigations. At number 11, the Fed stimulus policy tied with the Dow surpassing 16,000. At number 10, the Syria civil war. At number 9, the Iran nuke threat. And at number 8, the gun legislation debate. At number 7, GOP's 2014 and 2016 strategy, which is another way of saying jockeying for position for future elections in the Republican Party. At number 6, the Boston Marathon bombing. At number 5, the NSA domestic spying tied with the Edward Snowden case. At number 4, the debt ceiling tied with the government shutdown tied with a sequestrian battle.
All right, we're going to get to the top 3 in just a moment. Stand by. Top down. Stop from the top down.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the world of conversation radio, Michael Harrison is here with the Talkers year-end list. We've gone through, and I'll quickly recap just for fun, and then Michael's going to give you the top three, the big stories, the top topics of the year. At number 20, the gay marriage ruling from the Supreme Court. At number 19, new pope in town. Number 18, the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit. Number 17, what's going on in North Korea? Are they really going to drop the nuke? 16, Egyptian violence and instability there. 15, what's going on in Afghanistan? Can you believe we still have troops there? George Zimmerman, number 14 in the trial. The reform packages that have, or in some cases haven't gone anywhere. Immigration reform, number 13. The Department of Justice investigating journalists, number 12. The federal stimulus practices, and the good news from the Dow, which surpassed 16,000 for this year, number 11. The Syrian civil war, number 10. The Iranian threats, number 9. Gun legislation, number 8. The strategy of the Republicans for the next election cycles, number 7. The bombing of the Boston Marathon was 6. The NSA domestic spying case, along with Mr. Snowden, number 5. The debt ceiling, government shutdown, that sort of thing. The battle over sequestration, number 4. And now, Michael, you have the honor of presenting the top three.
Number 3, the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups. That was a huge story.
Yep.
And number 2, the Benghazi attack investigation. That was very big on talk radio. Big story anyway. The talk radio made it its own. And number 1 is still going on. It's going to probably remain a major story in 2014, Obamacare and the rollout. So those are the big stories. You want to talk about the people?
Why not? Let's go through the list. You have 20 people that are on this list. Again, we've expanded the talkers list. The year-end list has 20 of the top stories, because normally what we do is every week we take into account the 10 things that are making people mumble or crazy by listening to news talk radio. There are 10 normally in our weekend cycle, but because this is the end of the year program, we have the 20 hot ones from this past year, whether it be the topics themselves or the people that are focused on in these topics.
We actually, if you look at it closely, we have 21 in the top 20. We have a pair of brothers, and I'll let you wonder who they are. Infamous. At number 20, we have Eric Holder. At number 19, we have Ben Bernanke. We have Pope Francis at 18. Kim Jong-un at 17. The Sarnoff brothers at number 16.
Sounds like a circus act, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've always had trouble pronouncing their names.
Right, that's why you just were very clever. You just gave us their last names. The brothers Sarnoff.
Is it Zakhar and Temerian?
Your guess is good. I think it is Temerian. Zakhar, the D is silent, yes.
Right. Trayvon Martin is at 15. George Zimmerman is at 14. Number 13, interesting character on the world stage. His name is Vladimir Putin. At number 12, Edward Snowden. Number 11, a woman thrust into the spotlight. I don't think she expected it. Kathleen Sebelius. At number 10, Paul Ryan. He's going to be, unless he runs for president someday and goes further, he's going to be one of those vice presidents that's going to do an American Express commercial someday. I think
well, he has credibility in the financial world for sure. Yeah.
Yep. Chris Christie at 9, Ted Cruz at 8, number 7, Rush Limbaugh, number 6, John Kerry, number 5, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid is 4, Nancy Pelosi is 3, John Boehner is 2, and number 1 is, as it has been every year since we've been doing this, which is almost a quarter century now, Barack Obama, the president, not Barack Obama.
Right, not Obama, but every year since he's been president, he's been number 1, and before that it was Bush, and before that it was Clinton, and
yes
that's how it rolls.
Bush.
Yep. All right, so we have now the list. We're going to talk more about some of the nuances of not only the talk world, but some of these stories as well as we continue here.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology. Fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? A fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway, so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body extract for a long and healthy life.
But it's now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, those yesteryear days for the year, the days in the year 2013, which is all but poof, all but gonzo. I'm having fun with the drama here. The essence of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We're here to underscore the big items from the Talkers year-end list, the stories and the people. So I think as most of the time, if you look at all of these items, you went through from number 20, and now just to sort of underscore how much time was spent on numbers 20 to numbers 4, and then you look at how much time has been spent on these top three items. It really is amazing how, you know, there's dichotomy for sure here, but there's so much more time that has been spent. And I guess it's appropriate, or is that how they get to be, numbers 3, 2, and 1? Because just the immeasurable time that has been spent, almost to the point of wondering whether there's too much time sometimes spent on these things and the audience doesn't tire of it, Michael. What do you think? What's the research show?
There are issues that programmers think about. And they should think about it even more so. I mean, just like in music radio, how long is a hit listenable?
Yeah.
And usually the DJs, well, when they were DJs, they would be the first to get tired of it. And
you and I were both disc jockeys. Weren't there songs that were presented that we got tired of playing over and over and over?
Yeah. The DJs would get very tired of the songs, and the listeners have a different timetable on that. And it's the same thing with talk radio. The way we measure it is not just in terms of how much it's talked about. You have the element of time. It's how long is it talked about. For example, Obamacare has been talked about for forever. It goes on and on and on, where some of these stories come and go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they're gone. So we have to measure not only how much per show in a given day or a given week, but how many weeks they're on, and also how intense they are. Some stories are more intense than others. So this is an inexact science at best, but it's pretty accurate. I mean, isn't it obvious that the top topics have been the ones that we've said? I mean, if you listen to the medium, you just know it. But all of these year-end surveys, the biggest stories, the most exciting people, blah, 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 in all of the different fields of endeavor, are as much art as science.
I think that that's a very good way of putting it. I think I like that. So in regard to number three on the list, why don't we go through these top three and see what it is that we can extrapolate from them that really added to long term. I mean, these things, top three for the year, will they all be forgotten about in 2014?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and sometimes we do forget major stories.
Number one, probably not. Number two, ought to be. And number three, maybe.
I think number three will be forgotten because it's part of a larger concern.
Right.
And that is the Internal Revenue Service and how it operates and what role it plays. Number three is the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups. Let's go through them all. Number two is the Benghazi attack investigation, which talk radio really turned into its own story, more so than any other media. And number one is Obamacare rollout. Now, that's just a huge story everywhere. That is a big story, and it's far from finished. Everybody has been touched by it. As a matter of fact, the story became bigger after it rolled out, when people realized, oh, this is what it's all about. You know, a lot of people didn't realize it would affect them. And boy, did that turn this thing around and make it explode, the Obamacare controversy. But the IRS accused of targeting conservative groups, that's a complicated story. And it really is an example of how, because so many people view what goes on talk radio through the lens of politics, they turn everything that may or may not be a political story into a political story.
Yeah, everything. It gets tiresome. That really gets tiresome. I think it gets tiresome.
I find that very difficult in terms of my role, because anyone who knows me even half well knows I stay out of the political aspect.
Yeah.
I try to.
And I do, too, most of the time, because it doesn't gain you listeners. Ed McMahon taught me that a long time ago. I asked him once, why don't people know? Or I asked him for his political views. We were talking about something that was political because he had been invited by Richard Nixon to put together the in Nixon's reelection party, the inaugural party. He asked McMahon to do it, put it together. And he said to me, Nixon didn't know what my politics were. And he said, my whole career, nobody knew what my politics were, and they didn't really know what Carson's was either. So that way, you attract the largest, I mean, if you're in that business, you want to attract as many people as possible. And the surest way to send people away is to be discerning, decidedly political.
Yeah, or partisan or biased.
Yeah.
However, in a fractured, I just want to point out, so to the really bright people listening, we don't sound naive, in a fractured marketplace where you only have a slice of the pie as opposed to the days of the Tonight Show when you're trying to get the whole country, sometimes the easiest way to get an audience is to just preach to different choirs.
Right.
But you're going to be limited to that choir. But it is a sure shot that you'll get that choir. Maybe. It's a maybe sure shot.
Depending on how you handle the other elements that are important
exactly.
to doing your job, and that's why Limbaugh is successful, not as successful as he used to be because he's not as amusing as he used to be, but there are, and that's my own pejorative, it's not anybody else's observation, it's just me thinking that Limbaugh on many of the programs that we used to listen to when he was getting started and really was on a roll, he was genuinely amusing and funny.
Limbaugh was to the conservatives what Jon Stewart is to the liberals.
Yeah, right.
Limbaugh was tongue in half of
right.
everything he did was tongue in cheek. As a matter of fact, so many of the things now that Limbaugh does on a serious level started out as jokes.
Uh huh.
When he was saying things like, you know, with one half my brain tied behind
yes.
my back.
Now he's serious about it. He believes it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you realize that EIB was a joke?
Yep.
Excellence in Broadcasting Network?
Yep.
Was there was no such thing.
No.
It was a joke. It's like from high atop the, you know, the...
Right.
Whatever. It was a broadcasting exaggeration, and it became real.
Well, he's his plane. If you've ever seen his plane, it has EIB, the insignia for EIB, on the side of it.
Right.
Have you ever seen it? Yeah, that's what's on it. That's the only way you could identify the plane that Limbaugh owns, because it has EIB on the side of the plane.
Now, I guess he takes it seriously.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, because you see, sometimes you make a joke and people don't get the joke. I once made a rock and roll history called The Official History of Rock and Roll. I used to make documentaries, histories of rock and roll back in my rock days. And we were hired by a major network to do a 48-hour special, and we tried to come up with a name, and we called it The Official History of Rock and Roll, and we meant that to be a tongue-in-cheek joke. The Official History
right.
of Rock and Roll.
But then somebody took it to be the official... Then an official was no longer in quotation marks.
Right, you know, because how can you possibly have an official history of rock and roll?
It
was meant to, as a joke, saying that everything in rock is subjective.
All right, so here, let me underscore that a little bit by having a conversation about an experience I had working in Cincinnati when I first started doing the Good Day program in 1988. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati on WCKY, and there was the big stations in town. Excuse me, there was an AM and an FM station,
WKRP.
No. The station, it went right out of my mind. Call letters of the, it belonged to a company called J-Core at the time. As WLW, maybe it is WLW. Anyway,
it is WLW.
Yeah, it is WLW.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, them, and then there was an FM station attached to it. FM station was the official weather station for the Cincinnati and northern Kentucky market. So they just do it. I mean, who made that decision, or how did they become the official? Just a word that they took. So the guy that was running the station that I worked for had a competing, not only was the talk station a competing station with their talk station, but they also had an FM station that competed with the other one. So he said, he labeled it, and they bought ads in all the newspapers and billboards and everything, the new official weather station for...
That's very funny.
But yeah, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, you can only be official if you're sanctioned. You know, for example, Honda, the official car of the New York Giants, you know, that type of thing. They pay for that. But with our official history of rock and roll, just as you mentioned your official thing, nobody got the joke, and nobody laughed at us.
Yeah.
In other words, I figured, you know, people are going to go, ha, 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 the official history of rock and roll. And that became the name of it, and nobody laughed at it. It was never considered to be a joke, and nobody challenged it. Now, we never got one challenge to who died made you king. And I learned a lot from that in terms of how far you can go with absurdity in terms of making claims. And, your story also corroborates that.
Yeah. Talkers.com is the place that people go in the industry. All of the talk radio world sort of reads and looks at this. It's called the Bible of the talk radio industry, the news talk media. In addition to radio, there are a lot of things in there about television, certainly the networks that are practicing the same kind of broadcasting as is on a lot of the talk radio programs. There's podcasting that's important there. You see a lot of great podcasts now at talkers.com. I suggest that you go in and check it. So it really is a way to get lost for a couple of hours.
like the people listening to the show have a lot of time on their hands.
Right, exactly. And twice a year, talkers.com publishes the rankings of the top-rated radio talk shows and the hosts. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the Heavy 100 as we continue here in our year-end review of the big talk issues and people.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Hi, I'm Mark Silverstein with your New Year's entertaining tips. As you can hear, the ball's about to drop, so let's get this party started. Now, as for the menu, well, you got to have champagne. It is New Year's after all. I love Sabra dips. They are perfect for all your holiday and New Year's entertaining. You can find them in the deli section of your local grocery store and supermarket. It goes perfect with everything from apples. apples to wings, it's better for you, and it comes in more than a dozen different flavors. Here's the guac. It tastes homemade. It's all natural and chunky. It scoops perfectly. Comes in classic and spicy. And over here is the salsa. You can really taste the fresh Roma tomatoes and the chunky vegetables. You can find it in more than 7 different varieties, including homestyle and pico de gallo. And for more information about these appetizer recipes, go to Sabra.com. Happy New Year's. I'm Mark Silverstein.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, are you the one that is always stuck at the red light? That's right. That means nobody is in front of you, and everybody's behind you. And every time you come up to that light, it turns red. Am I talking about you? Well, if I am, I want you to get out of the red light syndrome. Because, yes, that happens sometimes to you, and you might even be on the red light right now. However, when you get to your journey, you do not remember that you were the victim of a red light. This has a lot to do with the way you think about life, because every once in a while somebody does put up a red light or stop sign. But you know what? You got to be patient. You got to wait for that thing to turn green, because once it does, you get to move forward and you never remember the obstacle that was put in front of you. So today, every time you get stopped by somebody or an obstacle, say, hey, it's momentary, because then I'm going to proceed forward to my destination. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Talking with Michael. Did it sound like talking?
It did, yeah.
Talking. I have to be a clear enunciator if I'm going to get away with this for another 25 years or so.
Uh-oh. Dockers, and we can start a pants company.
Yeah, either that, or you can become a ship cleaning. Yeah, you can do any of those things.
Right.
Anyway, Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com. Each year, Michael not only surveying what's going on topic wise, but hosts. There are a lot of great hosts around the country, although the opportunities are dwindling for sure because of the state of the business. And people sometimes, as I talk lovingly about being a cheerleader for the business, they say, "Oh yeah, but you eliminated 340 jobs because all those stations you're on used to have a morning guy. So who are you kidding?" And you know, guess what do I say to that? It's nothing false in that statement.
Right. One time you could have said, "Yeah, but by making it easier for radio stations to have programming,
better programming,
more stations."
I've said that. Yes. Right. Yeah, I've said that. But it doesn't sometimes go as far.
It doesn't hold up anymore. It used to.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So featuring hosts, there is this heavy 100 list that includes both the national and the local people. More women getting onto this, even though the numbers of us doing this is dwindling. There are more women, are there not? Or would you say that the ratio is pretty consistent
now? I'd say that the ratio has been pretty consistent. It's painfully slowly increasing in percentage of women, but not fast enough to satisfy people.
You know what I'm waiting for? That. Here's what I'm waiting for. With all of the advocacy around, I'm surprised somebody hasn't come to you, especially with what's been going on the last 2, 3, 4 weeks. Is there a black Santa Claus? Should Santa Claus be a woman? That somebody's going to come to you and say, "We demand that you have a list of the heavy 100 women." And then somebody will say, "The heavy 100, you're discriminating because you're calling them fat." And then I want the top 5 or 150 black women in talk
radio.
Well,
what happens is we often are blamed as the messenger.
Yeah.
And we, you know, nothing would please me more than to see, you know, 100 heavyweight black women be the top talk show hosts in America. I would report it if it were the case.
Yeah, but there aren't. You know, I can't even come up with one.
We just tell it like it is, that's all. We just tell it like it is. And if anything, we lean toward trying to make it more diverse.
Right.
I'll even admit that, because people look at this as a snapshot of what's going on in our industry.
Yeah.
And so if there's any way, well, I think somebody's important if they are an alternative to the norm.
Yep.
And they're doing well, so that
all right.
Can get in.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com with our overview of the year concluding.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Been a joyous week. Lots of things. That was an accounting of something going on. The review of this past week, courtesy now of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts on scams and identity theft, and he brings us a lot of expertise in general about how the law plays into some of the top stories for the weekend or the year in this case. But I guess when we get right down to it, the circumstance, Steve, that presents itself here with the continuing conversation about what's happened at Target and what people have to, what can they do? There are, I noticed that the stats have come out for the end of the year, and the I suppose people would take this as good news. A survey by the American Bankers Association revealing the nation's banks prevented an estimated $13 billion in fraudulent transactions during the year, blocking about 90% of attempted deposit account fraud. The amount of prevented fraud is like the $13 billion fine levied against one of the banks for its own fraudulent activity. So sometimes the banks are the enemy. Sometimes it's the hackers who are the enemy. Are we doing a good job of going after these people who are here with one express purpose, and that's to rip you off?
Yeah, the banks actually, we might as well start with something good. The banks have done a much better job, particularly in the last year, in getting their security systems more up to date. Now we'll go over to the other side, the dark side. When you say about going after the people who are responsible, part of the problem is so much of the hacking and scams can be done from a computer a world away, makes real problems. And that is because, first of all, you don't necessarily have law enforcement with the expertise necessary to combat it. But second, you need cooperation around the world. And there are a lot of countries, particularly in Eastern Europe and China, which are hubs for this kind of international crime. And frankly, the governments there are not terribly cooperative.
Well, they may even be complicit. The government of Nigeria, for example, is complicit in this stuff. And the Chinese government, we think, is complicit to a point. Certainly the North Korean government is complicit to a certain, more than a certain point. And there are other rogue nations around where this sort of thing is encouraged, in fact.
Yeah, very much encouraged. And as a matter of fact, it's almost a kind of international warfare. And it has been done. You mentioned China. China has done a tremendous amount of corporate espionage in this fashion. And, you know, far be it from the Chinese government doing something against it. Like you said, they're encouraging it. So it's a real, it is a real problem. And frankly, it's going to get much worse in 2014.
So what do you say we do to protect ourselves? If you're predicting it's going to be worse this year, and many other people have said the same thing, you have a website, Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, that keeps up with and features the information about these scams as they develop, and you're a visitor on lots of programs, so people respect what you do. But the thing is, how can you possibly anticipate, unless there, I noticed one thing, there was a proposal to have a new card developed, yeah, that would have that code embedded. You had to use a PIN number or something. Problem is, you got to use it. You use it and then hide it in a metal case someplace, because you can't, you know, it can't be in your wallet like all the rest of the stuff that's there, right?
Yeah, because you hit on there's an advantage and a disadvantage. One, yeah, of the advantages of this smart card, which is used in Europe a great deal and would have eliminated the target fraud, is that it generates a new code every time that it's taken and used. And so that does help a great deal. However, a reader can walk by some of these and pick this up. So you have to wrap it in an aluminum foil or, yeah, something else.
It's
your,
very handy and convenient.
So it's yeah, but part of it is an interesting lawsuit against Target and saying that they were negligent in their security, and part of it is by not using the technology that is out there for these cards to have the chips in them, which would have prevented that kind of a problem. It's optional with companies for another 2 years before they have to put this in, and the reason they're not putting it in, it's costing them money when they have these kinds of frauds. Very quietly, they pass it on to we, the consumers. So the consumers have got to, you know, rise up and say, you know, this is there. We're using 1960s technology in our credit cards. Europe is using the latest technology. We've got it. Yeah. We've got to be able to use it ourselves.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer for this program, giving his overview of what is probably the most important story of the year regarding the fraud problem.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.